Despite the frenzy around Zomato's IPO and a slew of Indian startups lined up to go public soon, billionaire investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala has said that the startup party will burst soon. He believes that he can make more money investing in shares of metal producers and banks than on new age technology companies that are swarming the Indian primary market currently. "I don't go there. This party will pop sometime," he is referring to new age IPOs in this statement. Jhunjhunwala gave this statement at an event organized by Motilal Oswal Asset Management. The comment comes at a time when companies like Paytm, MobiKwik, Zomato and Policy Bazaar are ready to launch their IPOs. Meanwhile, we saw Zomato's mega IPO ended with a bumper 38 times oversubscription, even after some experts suggested that it is a loss-making venture. But still, you know, the institutional investors poured money to get a pie of hottest online food delivery platform. It seems like Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's controversial statement didn't have any impact on the bidding of Zomato's IPO. Zomato got bids for 2,751.25 crore shares against 71.92 crore shares on offer, which is clearly showing the craze of public for the IPO, making it the biggest IPO since March 2020. Now, India's own Warren Buffett, Jhunjhunwala has been skeptical of Indian startup valuations and seems less interested in the current tech IPO boom, but he has been bullish on something else. Let's see what. Jhunjhunwala has strongly endorsed metals, saying that steel and iron ore prices in the international market were at a record high, and companies dealing in these metals would continue to reap good returns. He even bought a stake of 1.39% in Steel Authority of India Limited during the April-June period. He had recently predicted that the PSU stock could rally. Jhunjhunwala also commented on the rising inflation. He gave opinion that the large part of the commodity inflation was over, and that rate of price rise would fall to 4-5% soon. He also said that the government would be in a better financial position this year than the previous year, forecasting India's fiscal deficit at 6% against the budget estimate of 6.8%. His optimism also stems from the hope that the government's direct tax collections will rise in 2021-22 owing to a strong economic rebound. Okay friends, this was it for today. Thanks for watching the video till the end. And yes, do write your opinion about Rakesh Jhunjhunwala's thoughts on the current tech IPO boom.